now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Welcome back to Morning Footy. We are looking ahead to today's Champions League quarterfinal matchup between Atletico Madrid and Borussia Dortmund. Here's a look at some of the historical notes surrounding these teams. It's the first time these teams are going to face off in the knockout rounds of Champions League. And on paper, the narrative here is that this is the weakest tie in the field. But Nico, you said that this is your must-watch match of this round. Tell us why.
But that's your sicko must watch.
I said, is someone going to come after me if I'm a sicko and I watch this? Because the must watch is on big CBS. There's just something about Atletico Madrid and Dortmund, and they're not playing well. There have been stronger, more convincing Atletico Madrid teams that have had runs in the Champions League that are worthy of the team they put together. Mm-hmm. Like we said going into the break, Atletico Madrid at home is a different beast, and I agree with Lucho that they got to get something out of this match before going to
they have to
Signal Iduna Park, because they have this Dortmund has a certain obligation to close out at home. This is unlike the round of 16 fixture at Inter, where
it's also one of the most intimidating places to go play and try to close
Atletico
out.
Atletico Madrid kept it in the balance, and then at home it's a different animal. So now Atletico Madrid has the onus to get something out of this game.
Tell me if you guys agree with me, because I feel like this is the one matchup where I have no idea which of these, either of these teams is going to show up. Is it going to be good Dortmund or bad Dortmund? Is it going to be defensive Atletico Madrid or, you know, Ajax Atletico Madrid that we've seen this season with Griezmann being so influential? It's so difficult to decide what's going to happen.
Why
here
did you
try
call
to predict
them Ajax Atletico Madrid?
Because they were
Ajax are so bad?
No, because they've been moving the ball around so much more than they're used to. I was trying to give them a little plaudit there, but obviously the way Ajax played this year, never mind. But for me, this one is so tough to predict, because I have zero clue which one of these two. Is it going to be Jekyll or Hyde for either of these two?
I think one player who needs this game and needs a performance, especially in this first leg most, Alvaro Morata. Where's he been? This is a guy that was cooking in the group stages, was cooking across all competitions.
Yeah.
Then the goals have dried up. One goal in his last 13 matches in all comps. If you get a goal, if you get a resounding performance from him, advantage Atleti.
If Memphis Depay was healthy, he wouldn't be
game
playing.
Changer.
But
game
he's
changer.
Not healthy. And there, I think you got a big difference maker, because Depay had hit his form finally. Mm-hmm. But story of his career, injured again.
Yeah.
He was playing really well. He was offering Atleti just some fresh air that they needed. And he often, Cholo Simeone, if he's either coming off the bench or starting, Correa gives you a lot, just a different complexion to your attack, because Griezmann can't do everything when he tries to do everything, and most of the time he gets very close to doing absolutely everything for Atletico Madrid. So I'm excited to see how Griezmann interprets this game. Because, again, let's go back to the obligation. Atleti have to. It is imperative that they win today.
So with that in mind, they have to win today. They have to get some goals at home today. And they've been very good defensively at home. I think they've only allowed 2 goals in Champions League at home. Your Cholo Simeone. You identify with him spiritually, as you've said on this show.
Oh, and he did switch spirit guides recently.
I added Rudiger.
Who did you add, Rudiger?
Ooh, I love that.
The most intimidating spirit guides. They're supposed to be like angels.
No, Rudiger is Sierra Leonean as well.
Is he?
Yeah, he is. Oh, cool. Parents are from Sierra Leone.
Man, I will conquer the world with Cholo and Rudiger. Conquer the world. I will be owner of the universe.
The only word that's coming to mind is cojones. I don't know if I can say
both of them.
But it's like,
hey, and year anniversary.
They've been set on scoreline. You can definitely say him here.
Okay, so we talk about how Atleti has been like this Jekyll and Hyde team at home, away from home. You're Cholo Simeone. How are you setting your team up in this one? How are you approaching this one?
Muchacho! Oy.
You don't have to do
it. Muchacho, mira, este equipo no es bueno. Vamos a plantearnos bien la línea de tres con los dos carrileros, pero me vas a dar. Dale.
Y vos vas, do you want me to translate? Guys, this team ain't that good.
I think it's what he's saying. A key player in all of this is going to be Llorente, who hopefully plays on the inside where he's better rather than the outside, and that permits Molina, who hasn't had a great, like a superlative season, or not superlative is too much, an excellent season, and I wouldn't qualify it as that. Cholo Simeone often changes Llorente either to the outside to replace Molina, to give a little bit better back and forth and verticality and combinations on the inside, because Molina tends to be a little bit one-dimensional. You need to be very organized, but you need to be killer on attack, because this Dortmund team can maybe unsettle you. But
look for Sancho in tight spaces.
Right.
Maybe if he finds a little bit of space. Mm. This man has been cooking in Champions League. He's looked good. When I saw him in person at Dortmund versus PSV, he can change a game. Him and Adeyemi together.
I was going to say, don't sleep on Adeyemi. His speed and transition, Bayern Munich found out the hard way.
Yep.
That is another player to watch.
Yeah, and those players, the Molinas of the world and the Samolinas of the world, especially in those positions, can't get caught out today. Because they like going, they've been great on attack, but defensively is where I have
Madrid.
I think Madrid is where this tie could lie, is the play of the two fullbacks. Ian Motsen as well. He loves to take high starting position. Julian Ryerson was outstanding against Bayern Munich. If he gambles too high, he won't have the speed to go and recoup against the likes of Alino or Nahuel Molina. And I think that's where I'm keeping an eye on.
Sancho can change his whole season here.
And Koke, De Paul, Llorente. If that triangle in the midfield can start moving the ball fast and dictate, that's going to be a key for Atletico Madrid to feel a little bit more comfortable in this game.
Because
when they move the ball and Koke's covering ground and De Paul is covering ground, dishing out passes, Atletico Madrid do have a different complexion to the way that they play.
Dang, I'm fired up.
It's fire.
I'm fired up. Going to be watching that multicast now. You've convinced me. Well done, Nico Cantor.
I'm going to be a sicko and watch this game, guys. I'm going to do it. I convinced myself.
I'm a cholo!
Okay.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.